Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We are broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville today. Good morning to the Ville. Good morning to the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. It is all for our Cubs on Deck luncheon right here, powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. As you heard in the usual midday show opening, it is the Raheemy, Harris, and Grody show. However, it all sounds unfamiliar right at this moment because I am leading the show, which usually Layla leads. Marshall is right here.
He is here, sitting
right here.
I'm ready to talk about whatever I want to talk about.
Next to me, keeping me calm. We're calm.
Takes a village.
And it does take a village sometimes. Every once in a while, it takes a village. And then we have that maybe the most familiar voice that you were hearing is Matt Spiegel, but it is out of context. Spiegs is here with us today. Hi, Matt.
Hi, everybody. It is very cool to be here, just part of your show, hanging around. You know, this is pretty neat. I love this time slot. I did this time slot a lot of years.
You did.
And it can be very... You're like, you're helping the people in their cubicles is the way I always pictured it. Just like helping their day go by faster. A lot of people listening on one earbud while they pretend to listen to their boss or coworkers.
I like that.
That's my favorite thing, like just being part of the soundtrack. Yeah. Some of those people came here. They brought laptops to pretend they're working. That's very impressive.
We got an 8-top back here. These guys.
I like that. The laptops are out in force.
Right? And they're totally pretending to do work. Like, I don't know how many of them are on Zooms right now. Oh, my camera doesn't work. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, my gosh, they're Cubs execs. Look out.
That explains a lot.
They might be. I don't know. But give these guys a couple pitchers.
Yeah, man. Near a ballpark.
Yeah, yes.
Marshall, this is the dream, man. Listen, games of consequence in September. I know it's a weird way to get here.
No.
But like games of consequence in September in a baseball season, and it is happening tonight right here.
I wish there was a little bit less consequence
I feel
in the final week of the season, but here we are, Mark. We're in the playoffs. We just don't know what they're going to do.
Right, exactly. And we're going to start right there. Just to let you give you guys a quick rundown here of the guests that we have coming up today. We've got Pat Manley at 11 o'clock this morning talking Bears. Nico Horner, the Cubs starting second baseman, will be here at noon for the entire hour. We're going to have fun with Nico Horner because we'll ask him all the Nico Horner questions that you two usually do on the speaker.
Well, let's let people behind the curtain a little bit.
Way backstage. Behind the curtain, yes.
Nico's been wanting to do an in-person with the peoples and to come out here and to touch the peoples and let the peoples touch him because Nico's the best. And so this was originally scheduled a while back. Now we've got it here. And because the relationship has been with me and Lawrence, we figure one of us would come here, and this hence the swap. So Lawrence and Layla this afternoon should be fun, and I get to be here with our pal Nico.
So you drew the short straw and ended up with us, is what you're saying.
No, he got the Nico straw,
Yeah, you're right. Nico cancels this out. You're right about that.
That says more about you than it does about me.
You have to realize how important we are, you and I, Marshall.
Do you know who you think you are?
Yeah.
You know, I think I am.
I'm aware of that.
That matters more than anything, man. No, man, I'm psyched to be here. This is cool. We get to hang out, but there's a lot going on. Because after Nico, there's even more.
Yeah, we got Tim Jenkins at 1 o'clock from Jenkins Elite. He'll break down what we all thought was a pretty good performance from the quarterback, Caleb Williams. And then at 1:25, we are told that in person we will have the Cubs president of baseball operations, Jed Hoyer, in the building right here sitting next to us talking about the Chicago Cubs. Welcome, folks. The crowd is filling in as
really
we speak.
Are.
We've got a family coming in right now.
So we get FaceTime with Jed Hoyer today. Jed, is Kyle Tucker here? How's the calf? Did you massage it yourself? Like, you know.
I could just see Jed with the Theragun just working that thing, working that thing. We're going to get loose. We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right.
Hey, guys, hang on. Like, he's on the phone with us. Oh, he's going to be here. But, like, he's going to. I like the image of him with the Theragun, and Carter's there with the lotion, and they're just, like, setting each other up.
Very different oiling and lotion than the one I'm thinking of off the top of my head.
Well, we will ask Jed Hoyer, where is Kyle Tucker, and what will he do for your playoff roster this year? I promise you we'll do that. The Cubs host the Mets tonight, guys. 6:40 right here on the Score. 6:05 is when the pregame will start. Cade Horton against David Peterson.
Wow.
The Cubs have lost four straight games, and you guys started to get into it a little bit. Look, they won the wild card. It's great. It's a hell of an accomplishment. It was a long, crazy season. They partied, but they've lost four in a row, and I hate the fact that one of the things we were talking about before the show started, that these games still matter. They still matter the last four. The Cubs have not clinched the top. Like, if you care about the Cubs having home field in this wild card, and you probably should, these games still matter.
I think the biggest thing is you have to have some context here where you're saying, man, the Cubs should have this stuff wrapped up. But then you look around baseball, Matt, and you see that nobody's got anything wrapped up. It is the wild, wild west, but not at National League West or the American League West. It's just in general, everybody's still chasing something in baseball right now.
Yeah, there's so much that is being chased, Marshall. Like, this week sets up crazy. The Cardinals, the Giants, and the D-backs are still technically there chasing the slumping Mets. Like, they still feel like they have a dream. The Royals and the Rangers are just on the outskirts and probably toast.
Yeah, but like, seven straight losses will kill you like that if you're Texas.
Yeah, yeah, it's too bad because they had their moment. But my God, Seattle stepped up with a sweep in Houston. The Red Sox and the Yankees are probably going to end up facing each other, but that's kind of bananas when you look at everything that's there with the way that Cleveland has passed the Tigers, and now actually the Tigers have jumped back up. So you've got, like, of those teams, somebody's not going to make it. Of the Yankees, Red Sox, Guardians, Astros, and Tigers, you know, one of those teams isn't going to make it. We don't know who it is yet.
The last one he said, by the way, maybe the most surprising, the Tigers are now in jeopardy of missing the playoffs after being at one point the team with the best record in all of baseball. It's all crazy. And I want you guys to focus on this. Yes, the Cubs, their magic number to clinch the top wild card, it's at four. But understand, the Padres are just as close to the Dodgers and the top of the NL West as they are to the Cubs.
Yeah, you know, and all that is backdrop. It's not like we're going to talk a lot of national MLB on a Tuesday here. And Mark, I'm looking forward to your Bears and Caleb thoughts a little bit later in the hour. But, like, this just, it feels good because tonight is going to be crazy. The Mets are frantic and desperate. The Cubs, unfortunately, need to win. The Padres have won three in a row. They clinched their wild card last night. They're feeling it, and they're moving forward. You don't want to get here this way, but you do want to be here. This should be an electric atmosphere for these three games and maybe for the Cardinals games over the weekend. Cubs got to win probably three of these last six just to make sure. I mean, two might even get it done. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those pants will get a little bit tighter if they don't win tonight.
And the way they can do it is, I mean, they've got the right guy on the mound tonight in Cade Horton, who has just been outstanding, 11-4 and a 2.66 ERA for the Cubs this season. And it comes down to, and it's crazy again, and I know we've talked about this a lot lately, considering the way the Cubs offense started this year, the drop-off has been colossal, and they need to start hitting the baseball. The weather has not dropped yet. We know that it's like, Spiegs, it's like PCA and Seiya Suzuki, and maybe even throwing Kyle Tucker. It's like they were frozen in time because they were all great. They were MVP candidates early on in this, all three of those guys, and then it just stopped. And there are flares of it here and there, but it scares the hell out of me because quite, and I shouldn't do this, because the last time the Cubs were in the playoffs
happened,
was
Mark?
The year 2020. In the year 2020, I think the Cubs scored one run in two games against the Marlins, and it was painful. And I get it. Like, in the playoffs, it is hard to score runs because you're typically going up against the top three pitchers.
God, you're making me want to look back at, like, the Schwarber, Baez, Bryant, and Rizzo stats in the playoffs as a combined unit were brutal for several years post-2016.
Which is part of why it broke up. That was 2020 was last call. They traded all those guys in 2021, but, you know, we look back now and, you know, think romanticize Kyle Schwarber, but none of those guys were hitting. It was painful.
The league had figured them out.
The league had figured them out, and Theo Epstein knew it.
Yeah, and so they kind of let it all decay. This is a different bunch and a different batch, but as always in the playoffs, it's going to come down to, in the small sample, can you hit against great pitching? Can you have offense against great pitching? They desperately need Kyle Tucker to be a part of that. I mean, you make that deal in the offseason and give up all you gave up because you dream of going to the postseason and having him be a big part of it. Like all the ways that we talked about it, I remember doing the topic, if Kyle Tucker helps you get to a World Series and then leaves via free agency, the trade was worth it, period. You remember those kind of like theoretical conversations? It, in my mind, if he helps lead you to an NLCS and has a big year and you make the playoffs, which he did for the most part, I think it will have been worth it. You could argue that, and maybe you don't see it there, but either way, he's got to actually be on the playoff roster.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I mean, if he's not on the playoff roster, then what has that trade been worth? How does this season look? What does the offseason bring in terms of even conversations? Do you want to bring someone back who has suddenly become unavailable? Like, all those ugly conversations come to the fore. I'm not ready for those, man. There's games to play.
Listen, the sacred calf will be in the building tonight. And Cubs fans are just hoping it's not being sacrificed in any way because you need that calf.
Oh,
that
man.
Calf is valuable. It has a lot of value.
Shana Tova to all of
exactly.
our Jewish friends.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. What
happy
you
new,
said.
Happy New Year to everybody. Happy Rosh Spiegel. Thanks for being here.
Happy Rosh Hashanah. You're a Cesar. Holiday,
so. Let me wish you a Cesar Tovar, as Dan McNeil always used to.
I wish you a Cesar Cedeno. How about that?
I'll take both of those things. Listen, I'm looking at this Kyle Tucker news, and for people who may not understand, and I've been trying to spell this out.
Marshall understands calves better than most. So
yeah, I don't have any calves. So if I had one, I would donate it to
Look
Kyle Tucker
guy.
For use. But I don't.
Great arms, bad legs.
Chicken legs over here. I got no calf to donate.
You don't have any.
Yeah, but
poor
for,
guy, poor little fellow, never had
you
a
really,
chance.
I gotta say, I'm still flummoxed. You really got me with the sacred calf. Like I'm picturing like now I'm picturing Craig Counsell. And Carter Hawkins and Jed Hoyer all working with the Theragun and the lotion on the calf at the top of Mount Sinai.
He puts,
you know what I mean?
He puts the lotion down.
And they come down.
With
and, you
that
know.
In the background. Oh, wait. She's a great big fat person.
We're really painting a very awkward and elaborate
it is
picture.
It is a picture you're painting, though.
This is why I'm here, to help with this.
I'm here for the picture of Kyle
Layla,
Tucker at
come
the
back.
Plate. How about this? Can we get Kyle Tucker to the plate? Because even if he is cleared, Craig Counsell says he's already been ruled out for Tuesday, right? Because the man has not run. He has not run in weeks now.
Yeah.
Has not run.
Yeah.
You need to be able to run to play baseball.
To be clear, I have also not run in weeks.
That is true.
Out of solidarity with Kyle Tucker.
Right. You just walk around saying that, too.
That's
by the way, I see what you're saying. Do you know that last year, Kyle Tucker missed 2 months or something like that with a shin injury, comes back in September, and it was as if he was never injured.
Thank you, Groats.
Yes.
And Craig Counsell referenced it the other day. He's got that ability. He also had a terrible spring and then had a really good like last day of spring and then was absolute money when the season began. He's an odd duck in the way that he prepares. He doesn't take on-field BP. He's got his own routine. We don't know how much of that routine he's been doing, but I think he could get right quick if he gets to play.
You know
Counsell
who would,
says he's been hitting. That's the important
yeah,
part.
Yeah,
as long as
yes.
he's got the hit tool and, I can hit lefties or righties, let me go to work as a reverse splits guy or just a total splits guy, however you want to define it. I think Kyle Tucker, though, as the fulcrum of this offense, he's got to be in place. Otherwise, you're falling flat. I look back at that game where they beat Chris Sale. Remember that? And you were like, okay, that's an elite left-handed starting pitcher, and they found a way to win.
Yeah.
they're going to have to do that pretty much every game in the playoffs, is find a way to beat elite pitching, especially in that short first series.
Yeah, they definitely are. A texter hopping in says, guys, that really spoke to me. I'm in the office on a Zoom call with the Zoom call in one ear and you guys in the other.
Oh, thank you so much.
We found our people.
I love that.
And these guys here continuing to pretend to work right in front of us.
That's okay.
That's really impressive.
Also on the text line, 847, I'm confused. After yesterday's crosstalk, I thought this was all happening Thursday, and today the score in the station, we shall not mention name, we're mixing up hosts for the show. And I was like, wait, hold up. Thursday, we're still doing a show swap. I want to point that out.
Yeah.
You will still be in this time slot. We will not, the two of us.
Today is a host swap. Thursday is a show swap. And then when are we doing the wife swap?
Did we
map that out?
Guess what? We are not eligible.
I don't have a wife.
Marshall and I have
so
never
I have
had wives.
To offer you in return?
Nothing.
Otherwise, I would do the wife swap.
Wait, I just realized I'm the only married guy in either time slot.
I have a married person, Layla. Don't have a wife, but I'm willing to try. Or am I at this point?
No, you're willing to try. Yes. We talked about this. We're willing to try.
Can't have mine.
So anyway, if you are a potential wife and you're looking for a husband, or a potential husband looking for a wife, this Thursday, join the score and button. Wiser live from 2 to 6.
Oh yeah,
at Old Crow and Wrigleyville.
Our show will be dating, man. We're doing it. All right,
2 to 6 p.m. Spiegel and Holmes.
Matt Spiegel,
Lawrence Holmes
will be there.
They're on from 10 to 2 that day, so they can catch a flight to Vegas.
Man,
stop by to register to win special prizing from Budweiser and say hello to Layla, to Mark, to me, Marshall, before the Cubs game. That's Thursday at 2 at Old Crow and Wrigleyville, and of course, it's all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
I got to say, I know it's difficult to follow along with all this stuff because then we go to Vegas. The easiest way to follow along is to just stay here on the station and hang out with us.
Yeah, because these two will keep telling you, because I have no matter how many times, ask Ryan Porth. I've asked him like 6 times what we're doing. He explains it to me very well, mm-hmm. and then it just goes out of my brain for some reason.
And Ryan Porth brought free Starbucks today.
He brought free drinks. Congratulations. Ryan Porth, everybody. There he is.
I do not think that mitigates his consistent reign of terror in the hallways.
Is there a reign of terror? I've never felt the reign of terror.
The way that he walks down the hallway with the big walking stick and the megaphone just screaming at people.
It gets physical too. He bumped me yesterday. I'm like, whoa.
You turn into another person after like 1 p.m.
Who are you, Andy Reid? Am I Travis Kelce? What are you doing here? Hey man, we got a football game to discuss from last night too.
We do. And before this, I have to say this before we go to the break. It wasn't lost on me how hilarious it was that Marshall Harris and I yesterday got in a fight on the air on the day the Bears won a damn game, and we decided to fight amongst ourselves about how wide the margin was in terms of this was Caleb Williams' best game against the Cowboys, but it's not that much better than what he did in the Jacksonville game. And this guy said, there's no contest.
Last time I checked, he didn't get sacked. Barely got touched at all. There was really no threat of him getting touched. He was able to manipulate the pocket. And I think the difference between the Jacksonville game and this game that we're talking about, the most recent one, he had full command of the offense.
That's enough out of you. I just wanted to bring up the point that it was funny that we argued
about it.
Well,
you can't bring it in front of Matt without...
I think this ties into where you want to go.
It does.
In this next conversation.
It does.
And I feel like the value that I can bring to this is a little historical perspective.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And I think I can draw a line right between you guys.
All right.
That will actually bring you closer together.
Okay, so we are going to discuss the Bears in general when we come back and the realities of what happened in the 31-14 win over the Cowboys. We're going to do that next on the Raheemy, Harris, and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel. Today, Layla will be on with Lawrence in the afternoon. We are live at our Cubs on Deck show from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. All going down right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Welcome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Oh, it was so good. It was all so good for the Bears this past Sunday as the Bears beat the Cowboys 31-14. As we welcome you back to the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, the place is starting to fill up, getting ready for Nico Horner, who will be here live with us at noon. Jed Hoyer scheduled to join us here live at 1:25. It is the Raheemi, Harris, and Grody show with Matt Spiegel today. A little bit of a show swap. Layla Raheemi will be on the afternoon show today.
A host swap.
A host swap.
The show swap Thursday because it's a full-on show swap. So host swap, and we've established we can't do a wife swap, but as a texter suggests, a pet swap.
Oh, man.
Would you be willing to offer Dave the cat?
I don't know. For which animal? Yeah, for whose animal? I don't want a dog.
It's got to be a lower maintenance animal, doesn't it?
There's a reason I have a cat.
Right.
Very, very low maintenance.
A goldfish.
Cats sleep 19 hours a day. I only have to do so little with my cat. So I would require a pet that only requires about 4 to 5 hours of maintenance throughout the day, and that includes hanging out.
I think we're this awkward, though, because like I don't think Lawrence has a pet. And I'm the only, I don't have a pet,
but
I do have a wife. So then we're talking about a wife for pets.
I can throw in a plant.
Oh, yeah. So a plant?
Plant, yeah.
All right, I'll do a plant swap with you.
The last time I took care of somebody's plant, the plant died. I didn't do a good
job. That's not
trust apparently
you.
There's something called overwatering plants.
You thought you were doing a good job, right?
I thought so, yeah. I was like, I looked at the plant. Looks like it wanted a little bit more water. I was like, look, I'm the substitute teacher. I am going to give you more water than your owner gives you.
You're like the grandparent who shows up and like gives the kid all the candy.
Right. I was just dumping pitchers of water, apparently.
Pitchers of, you flooded the plant?
I have come to know
that
is not something that you, because apparently the dirt will move up and start to slide off.
Hey, do you guys think that Ben Johnson is flooding Caleb Williams with water?
Yes. Huh? Fire hose.
See that segue right there?
He is flooding the zone. Again, shout out to everybody who's out here. Shout out to our friends at Verizon. We just met Teresa, who actually goes by Mother Teresa. So really good to see her out here. Thank you for being here. So let me take you through my psychological evolution here with Caleb Williams and the performance that was had. The Caleb Williams, 19 of 28 for 298 yards and 4 touchdowns. We all saw it. It was awesome. Hit many, many receivers. It was a beautiful thing. It's the way you want a Bears offense to look. So did all that, did the post game, went on Fox 32 on Sunday night with Lawrence Holmes, was part of the crew, and he was smart enough to put the little caveat in, let's keep in mind that this was a bad Dallas defense. And plenty of people have said that. Guess what? At that moment, I did not want to hear that at all. So I put that away on Bears Victory Monday.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear any of the caveat. Last night, I got about 12 hours of good sleep. My rational mind.
12 hours?
Yeah. I didn't
feel
well early, and I went to bed, and so I feel good. I feel energized now. But then you start to let it sink in, and you remember past false starts that Bears quarterbacks have had. And I'll just take you through what's at the top of my mind. There was the Jacksonville game last year where Caleb Williams had 4 touchdowns and 1 interception. He was terrific, and a lot of us were saying, well, we know one thing. The Bears have their quarterback. There he is. Bye week, L10. You lose the rest of your games throughout that season. In 2023, the year 2023, Justin Fields, do you guys remember? I think it was a Thursday night game. At Washington, Justin Fields, 4 touchdown passes. I think DJ Moore had a huge game. A 40-20 unexpected victory.
Yeah.
It was crazy because it was one of those deluxe, like, Bears surprises. A lot of us thought, okay, that's what it can look like with Justin Fields. Obviously, it didn't end up looking like that with Justin Fields. And one more example, and maybe there are other examples, but the last one would be the famous Mitch Trubisky game in 2018 at Soldier Field.
Tampa
Bay did not have a secondary. I don't even know if they had enough players in their secondary. But Mitch threw 6 touchdowns. I bought it. You know why? Because I badly wanted to buy it. But they all turned out to be false starts. Is my worry warranted that this could just be the latest false start for the Chicago Bears?
I think that possibility always exists when you don't have a track record of doing things consistently. And let's be honest, with this team, no one's been consistent enough to say they have a track record. Ben Johnson's a brand new head coach. He just got his first ever win as a head coach. I think what you have to focus on is, are you liking what you're seeing in terms of the process? And Ben Johnson explained it to us. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to take a long time. The team that plays in December is going to be very different from the team that plays in September, and steps will be made. It won't all be linear, but Caleb Williams, what he's shown you, and this is what you got to lean into, Mark, when you say, are we there?
Lean back.
We're not there yet, but remember what you saw early in training camp when Caleb was indeed trying to drink out of a fire hose. And remember what you saw on Sunday where he looked like a guy who had command of the pocket, command of everything pre-snap, because it's like, if you can't get your cadence down, you can't get to the line of scrimmage in time, it's not going to matter. The special doesn't even get to come on display. I think, yes, this could be a false start, but things, as far as Ben Johnson has turned them, have gone exactly as he told us they would go for the offense. Anyway, defense is another story, speaks.
Yeah, oh yeah. Now, let's just focus the conversation on the offense, because I think that's what Grody's dealing with and what he's thinking about.
I am dealing with that.
Yeah, you're dealing with it. I feel like this is kind of a backdrop to a lot of sports conversations, but really a lot of Bears conversations that I've been a part of for a long, long time. You're dealing with the organization versus the team.
The now.
And the organizational cynicism, the learned cynicism, or even learned skepticism.
Healthy skepticism, by the way.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it's healthy because of the organization itself.
Okay.
But hold on.
Go ahead. Let me make the point, okay? Because, I really do believe that for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and a lot of these other weapons and now the system that they're in, you just watched your third data point total, okay? You just watched your third game. That's all you've watched. Like, that thing against Jacksonville last year, when he's sort of chaotically trying to hold together whatever Shane Waldron crap that he's trying to hold together, and he's being more like himself in college and trying to find that, it is completely void of the kind of useful structure he needs to be a great NFL quarterback. Like, at the Mitch thing, that is Matt Nagy and a one-system guy and a different quarterback who's – Mitch is not as talented as Caleb. He's not.
I agree.
He doesn't have the potential. Justin Fields does not have the potential that Caleb does. But none of them, anyway, had a coach married to him as good and modern and ready as Ben Johnson. You gotta, I think, for the sake of your own well-being and logically for the perspective that can help you the most, divorce yourself from that stuff. You just watched your third data point. Now, don't jump out. This is what I'm doing. I can't put my head way out over my skis. I'm pumping my own brakes. You know what I mean? I'm not going to run with that from Sunday and be like, they got it. They figured it out. I'm back in. All right. Woohoo. I'm not running all the way there, but damn, that was fun. I'm letting myself enjoy it. And then I'm seeing, can they build on that? Can they do that against a better defense? Can they do that on the road? I don't know, but just look in this microcosm. Try to divorce yourself from the historical skepticism if you can.
I will. I will try to do that. And part of why
it's hard, though, right?
Part of why I'm not married is I don't like divorce. You know what I mean? I don't believe in it.
Okay, that's fair. Nobody likes a breakup. Yeah. Breakups are bad.
Don't go into the marriage.
Yeah, you can't go into the marriage thinking about the breakup.
Being with the fear of divorce.
Yes, I'd like to tell young people, look, if it doesn't work out, you can always get divorced, like when they're getting married. You know what I mean?
What I tell young people is that's the little speech I like to give. Just like you have insurance for your house and your car, you should get a prenup because you need insurance for your marriage. You don't know what's around the corner.
Is my marriage going to survive working with you two today?
Yeah, it will.
We want for sign okay. they need to have.
She's coming later. But look, you're already thinking about the divorce.
I am thinking
you
about
You are.
You're right. I should divorce myself from history. Unfortunately, I've seen way too, like I always say, and I know it's a good thing, you know, I've been conscious of Bears games since 1982. I don't know that I've missed a Bears game. I probably have somewhere along the line where I had to miss a quarter or there was a wedding or something while we're talking about that, but I've seen a lot. I've been through all the regimes. Here's the good part. Here is the part that you're pulling out of me in terms of the positivity. Yeah. And I'm not saying that I don't think Caleb can't. It's just the stuff that went through my head after I had way too much sleep. It's good to know.
REM 6 over here.
Again, too much sleep is not good either. It's good to know that it is possible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we saw what Ben Johnson ideally would like to do in a game. Maybe not ideally because he doesn't exactly have the running game humming the way he wants to.
Oh, man, I think we saw some visions of the ideal. That 19-play drive, the variety on it and the way that he ran it, I mean, like that gives you a little glimpse. But he doesn't have the horses to really do it. He doesn't have the backs to really do it. But Marshall, you feel me on this just being the beginning and, like, being able to see the goodness and just kind of calmly enjoy it and hope that it continues?
I'm completely in lockstep with you because of what Ben Johnson told us, because of his resume, his track record as a play caller. We knew he'd have a few bumps in the road as a first-time head coach, so I was always willing to give him the grace to figure things out with Caleb Williams. My question has always been, Caleb Williams, he is special. Can he do the ordinary, though? I know he can put the cape on and come out of the phone booth and take off, but can he just do the pedestrian things? Can he avoid, you know, throwing the dirt balls? We talk about Caleb Williams and where we are and where Grody's mindset is here on Raheemy, Grody, and Harris with Matt Spiegel in for Layla.
Good luck with the quick reset today.
Well, no. And if you're looking for Layla, tough. She'll be on with Lawrence Holmes later on at 2 o'clock.
Looking for Layla in all the wrong places.
How about we ask our audience members to come up here and do the resets for us? We'll give you the script. Go ahead.
That's a long script.
Yeah, just play with fire. Yeah. What are we? Where are we? Like Raheemy and Harris with Grody. And also Spiegel,
Matt Spiegel in for Layla.
How dare you, sir? They ditched the with. I am now an and.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
Raheemy,
Mark.
Harris and Grody. You know, I was a with Grody. Uh-huh. I was a sometimes Grody.
Hey, man.
Now I'm an and Grody.
I should really be more sensitive to that. Marshall, I was once the in the Danny Mac show. Like, it was basically Mac and Spiegs, but it was just
the Danny Mac show.
It was the Danny Mac show, so I was somebody
in
there.
How did that work, Spiegel? Did you eventually say, can I just get something up there?
I believe it was year three, and he said, the apprenticeship is over.
Shout out to Dan McGill.
We went to Mac and Speaks. Oh my God. And that was that.
By the way, by any chance, did you talk on the telephone today with Dan McNeil?
I did not. Did you?
I did talk on the telephone today with Dan. And then he called somebody else that I knew as well. He loves the Bears. That's what I learned from Dan McNeil. He absolutely loves the Bears.
A lot of people do.
Marshall, you feel it, man. This town, it's special.
They're waiting. They cannot wait.
Oh.
They cannot wait. That's been the problem.
But the thing is, like, and this is where I understand where Grody's coming from with the institutional skepticism. The last 2 weeks, oh, boy. Like the ones before this one, you got Pat Manley coming out going, same old Bears.
Oh, yeah.
That was his first thought after the second game.
No, Pat, I'm trying to tell you, when Patrick Manley was on with us last week, Grody was having Robbie write down the prescriptions he should be taking for his unwellness.
I got him up to 20 milligrams of Lexapro because he was very upset. He said he sounded depressed.
Daily?
He was down. Yeah, 20 milligrams. We started at 10.
You're prescribing for Pat.
Pat Manley. Yeah, well, I got my own supply. But I said 10 milligrams, and then he kept on with the depression. I'm so like, Robbie, write that. Let's bump that up.
But that's
10
the thing,
milligrams.
And that's institutionally based. So it's hard to divorce yourself from it with just 1 week, you know? But, like, but what are we doing? I mean, this is me. Like, people laugh at me and do the whole, like, oh, Speaks, good vibes, babe, whatever. What's the choice? I like optimism. I feel better when I'm optimistic. I function better.
But you say that, but I think there's a certain practicality that sneaks in. Like, when you're going through the 10-game losing streak last year, what were you being optimistic about when you saw Matt Eberflus still going out there every single week?
Great
question.
I was optimistic that there was going to be change. That there was going to be change, and then I could get a new regime, and that might work out.
And
that was hard to trust because of the bosses. And all offseason, it was hard to trust that. But then something happened. Kevin Warren made the McCaskies say yes to $14 million coach and gave him all the control.
So that
was a big change. That's why I celebrated it so much.
I think the biggest change came at the beginning when they're like, you know what, we need to move on from him right now. And remember, there were three people in the room.
Yeah.
Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, George McCaskey. One of those people did not want to get rid of him in season. Just think about that.
Yeah, it's George, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the fact that that happened, to me, was a big step that allowed all those other things to become.
100%. That's why Kevin Warren gets credit, man. He can drive you crazy on a million things, but if he's the guy that convinced ownership to actually step into the modern world, then that is a win.
That is also why, like, you can be excited about, what is to come. I guess the divorce maybe is starting to occur. Because Ben Johnson is here, and give him a lot of credit too for the way he called the game the other day.
Oh my God, he had a monster game. He was the superstar on Sunday. That was a coach Tour de Force, the first of hopefully many.
This segment on The Score is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Wow.
It is the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. We've got Nico Horner coming up at noon. Patrick Manley, we'll see how he's feeling, will join us at 11 o'clock. So that's coming up here in just a little bit. But next, we are going to talk about a gentleman on the defensive side of the football for the Bears, Tyrique Stevenson, who had an excellent game. He was wholly entertaining yesterday during his press conference with the media out at Hallis Hall. We will bring some of that back to you and talk about what Tyrique Stevenson obviously means to the Bears. Live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern on Chicago Sports Radio 670. This
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Four. Oh, man. The irreverent Tyrique Stevenson talking about his strip and recovery of Cowboys running back Javonte Williams on Dallas's first drive, which turned out to be a crucial play. But interesting words from Tyrique Stevenson as we welcome you all back to the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern live broadcast going on. Thanks, everybody, for being here today on the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel.
Good luck.
Matt Spiegel is here with us. Layla and Lawrence will be doing the afternoon show today. And Nico Horner is going to be here at noon today for a full hour of action. Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations, will be here at 1:25 live with us. So we'll be talking plenty of Chicago Cubs. But you can make an argument, guys, that Tyrique Stevenson for the defense, for this game, made one of the biggest plays of the game, and that was on Javonte Williams and going after Javonte Williams in that quote that you just heard from him.
That is amazing, the way that he talks about it. I could see he just didn't want it. And that is an awesome way for a defender to think when you're running down a guy and you see that. Like, this has been elevated, obviously. These are big plays in the NFL. Aiden Hutchinson last night punching the ball out of Derrick Henry's arms. Like, you got to think about that, because when you do that, it's a massive change. And that was a massive change. I'm happy for Tyrique. That is a guy who could, I've always thought, show number one corner kind of skills. It's the mentality and, you know, the football smarts or consistency that I've questioned about him. But in terms of his cover, he's got it. Don't you think, Marshall, at times?
Yeah, the inconsistency is the thing that jumps out the most at you, because you're like, okay, I know you were taken with this pick for a certain reason. I know you have this potential, but to not realize that potential and now to be in year three, this is not a rookie. This isn't even a second-year player. He is taking too long. And remember, this is the guy at the beginning of the season. I said, he's going to have a comeback season. He's going to be a Pro Bowler. What does he do the first two games? He goes out, and quarterbacks target him with a perfect passer rating over two games.
Wow.
That's not good.
Wow.
But he has bounced back nicely. You just hope that this can continue, much like the conversation we had about Caleb. We need to see
him build on it.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, man, like, you talk about, like, the perfect mentality for putting games away and dealing with stuff that has gone on. Like, the stuff last year with Tyreek Stevenson obviously was really bad.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing for him and for the team and all of that, and that's why he's had to prove himself. But I will tell you, he talked to everybody whenever anybody wanted to talk to him. After the horrible game he had the week prior, I went up to him in the locker room, and he was, like, ready to talk about it. And you know, so what happened? He basically said, I had a horrible game, and that's not the that's not me. That's not the stuff that I want to put on tape. So he has this wonderful mentality for being a cornerback in the NFL. Here's the thing. He's just like Caleb Williams. You don't want these to be false starts. Like, he's kind of a microcosm of what the Bears are and what this game against Dallas represented is. Let's keep seeing that. Let's keep, because everybody believes that Tyreek Stevenson physically has the talent to, like, to be, continue to be a number one cornerback in this league.
Well, he's a young man, though, and a young player. He's got to get coached up, man. Like, the coaching staff from the last 2 years, from his first 2 years, has been exposed. How's this coaching staff doing?
Yeah, Tyreek actually talked about that exactly, talking about what they are saying that he needs. Listen closely, because this is pretty real.
It felt good because last week just showed me I need to hone in on the small details and stay consistent at everything that I do, far as coming in, making sure I understand the plays, making sure I'm working on myself, making sure I'm taking care of my body, making sure I'm taking the right meds, and just making sure everything that I do on a consistent basis to lead up to the game is true, and I stay true to that process.
Needs to hone in on the details. Make sure you know the plays. Make sure you've taken care of your body. Stay true to the process.
Did you say take the right meds in there?
No.
Did I hear that? It was not in the quote you just read.
Oh, okay, did he say that? Was that part? I think he might have.
Am I crazy, or did I just hear him say that?
He might, and that might just mean vitamins.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be eating and, like, vitamins. It could be whatever, but it could be more than that, too. Whatever it is. But, like, because it wasn't in the quote you read, but I thought I heard it. But either way, he needs structure, man. It's so clear. It's like, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with these kids under 25 or under 26. Some of them need a good, firm, strong hand. And it was so hilariously obvious last year. Dude does what he did on the Hail Mary and didn't even get chastised for it. That thing was just such chaos, and we don't need to go back and live it, but you got a bad game, so step up and coach the kid hard, and guess what? Show him love. Show him love. Like, when my kid messes up, I get in his face, and I ride him about grades, but then he knows that I love him, and I care, and I want the best to come out of him. That's what you got to do with young players sometimes.
I think having a new coaching staff was probably the best thing that could have happened to Tyreek Stevenson, just from the standpoint of, the same people have been telling him the same stuff for the first 2 years of his career. The reset was, oh, this coach got fired. This staff got out of here. And you know what? If I don't do a better job, I'm going to be out of here looking for work and not as the guy that everybody wants to sign either. And that's the threat of what's happening with Tyreek Stevenson in what is essentially a contract year.
Yeah, he knows it. He gets it. He was a second rounder. You have to eventually be starting if you were him. One more cut from Tyreek Stevenson, and he and Jaquan Brisker, like, I keep using the word irreverent. These guys, you ask these guys a question, and they will answer it honestly. A question about CeeDee Lamb, who was injured early in the Dallas game, to Tyreek Stevenson.
Is there a part of you that wishes CeeDee Lamb could have stayed in the game just from the challenge?
No. No. No, it happened. Everything happens for a reason. He was out. Whether he was in or not, I feel like this defense is gonna play hard, attack the ball as we did, and you know, make the hard throws. So whether he was in or not, we was aiming for the dub.
That's hilarious.
The double no.
That's
no,
hilarious.
No.
I mean, Jalen Johnson would have said yes.
Yeah, no, totally.
Jalen Johnson's in a different place.
Oh, Jalen Johnson, he's a different cat. Jalen, from the moment he was a rookie, wanted to be one-on-one with Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. It's very simple. Double-digit targets for CeeDee Lamb, or double-digit targets for Jake Ferguson? Yeah. Which one would you pick?
Well, yeah. And also, Nashawn Wright having to guard, what, Tolbert?
Yes.
Was it Nate Tolbert? Which Tolbert?
Jalen.
Pick
Billy
a Tolbert.
Billy Joel Tolbert?
Is it Tony Tolbert?
Tony Tolbert?
Yeah. Give me your top five favorite Tolberts.
I think we just nailed them all right there.
I think we did.
We did the drill. So that was Tyreek Stevenson. We are going to keep the Bears talk hot right now, because coming up, we will talk to the former Bear, the current Score guy, Patrick Manley, will join us next here on The Score. Raheemy Harris and Grody with Matt Spiegel from the Budweiser Brick House Tavern on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.